in our community spotlight, the Knox Galesburg Symphony and the annual Concert on the Lawn comes up this weekend as part of Knox's commencement activities, among other things. And Maestro Bruce Pollet of the Symphony joins me here in studio. Bruce, nice to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Well, it's great to see you.
Yeah, I know it's been a while since you've been here. We're glad to have you back.
Well,
we've gone through about nine or ten hosts, I think, since you were last.
Well, yeah, everybody was waiting to make me a target. So, yeah,
well, you know. But hey, you're talking to the wrong guy about targets here. But anyway, so I imagine this. Actually, I'm curious before I ask specifically about the Concert on the Lawn. This close out to a concert, is this sort of get nervous time for you, or I guess where's sort of the planning or the thought process this close to a performance?
Well, the answer to that question, Will, is first of all, as a conductor, I can never let anybody show. I can never look as if I'm nervous or upset because
sure.
I have to be the strength, and not that the players aren't strong, because they are. But the point is that if I look weak or if I show kinks in my armor, that's not ever good for the orchestra.
Oh, sure. But I imagine there's times where, you know,
you have to
psych yourself up, for lack of a better term? Or?
Oh, yeah, yeah. But, I mean, this is a fun concert of music, either that people have played many times. Like, we closed our concert this year with Finlandia by Jan Sibelius.
Mm-hmm.
This wonderful, brilliant testimony not only to Finland, but to Finland's history, and one of the most popular pieces in the orchestral literature. And we play things like, we're playing a Game of Thrones this
okay.
year.
Yeah.
Okay. So because we've had most of this concert comes from requests from our audience.
Okay.
So Game of Thrones and other kinds of video game music has been very prominent. We're also playing a theme from Beauty and the Beast. It's
okay.
A lovely arrangement of Beauty and the Beast. We're playing the Stars and Stripes Forever. We're playing a selections from Music Man. You know, it's a program for everybody. I have a 17-year-old soloist coming up down from Chicago, one of the Walgreens National Concerto Competition Award winners from the Midwest Young Artists. His name is Hayden Kay. He's playing the last movement of Haydn's C Major Cello Concerto. So it's a wonderful time for everyone. There's always something to listen to, and we try to stratify the audience.
What kind of a request do you typically get? Does it run the gamut, or is it a lot of the Game of Thrones type stuff?
No, actually, there's a large gamut that runs through the entire thing. From, you know, we want to hear things that are current, that children would like to hear,
mm-hmm.
because they're going to be in the audience, to folks that say, well, can you play any of the big band stuff, or can you play anything that salutes the troops, or things that we've heard before. We don't know the names, but we would like to hear those. Composers like Aaron Copland, for example, that name comes up frequently, or a composer like Tchaikovsky or Sibelius, the most popular composers.
So things that run from the traditional concerts you do to the pops concerts that you do.
Right. It's a wide spectrum. But okay. We're doing a piece from our international call for scores to open the concert that actually it sounds like folk music. So it's going
okay.
to be it's a lot of fun for everyone. And of course, the symphony's out there with a wonderful sound system. And it's going to be a great day, as you know, because we've ordered it.
It never fails, yeah.
And it's great to be tied into Knox's commencement, because this is a wonderful opportunity. By the way, we will play my arrangement of the Knox hymn.
Wonderful.
Before we play Finlandia at the end of the concert. And so there's a great tie-in to Knox College and our wonderful tradition of the purple and the gold. And then afterward there'll be a reception and fireworks. So it's a great day.
Still well attended, even though Knox has moved commencement to Sunday versus Saturday.
Actually, the concert is more attended now.
Really?
The attendance is larger
than
it had been before. We'd usually average somewhere between 800 and 1,200 people.
Wow.
Usually around 1,000. But our audiences the last couple of years, since we've moved into the Saturday performance venue, have been solid. Primarily because we also, in addition to our standard audience, we also have people that are coming for the commencement, so they want a good time.
Yeah, I was
and it's
say,
free.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, I imagine that now that people aren't leaving, I imagine after the commencement when it was on Saturday, that mm-hmm. probably hit your attendance some, but now that they're staying and the commencement's on Sunday, that helps quite a bit, I'm sure.
When I originally started this, the idea, I talked with George Warren, who is the president of the Chamber of Commerce, and we talked about doing a concert out at Lincoln Park mm-hmm. and tying it to the 4th of July. But a lot of players go away.
Yeah.
For example, our principal clarinet always goes to a wonderful summer music festival.
Yeah, yeah.
And our principal horn goes out to California, and he's going all over the country. So we moved it actually to be with Railroad Days, but as Railroad Days moved to be later in the month, we had a harder time keeping players. So
sure.
That's when we moved it back to commencement with the college, and that's worked out great because, I mean, it is the Knox Galesburg Symphony.
Absolutely. Well, time is always short, Bruce, but again, tell me the when and the where, and again, free admission, you said?
Free admission for the 32nd Annual Knox Galesburg Symphony Concert on the Lawn, featuring 17-year cello soloist Hayden Kay, music by Sousa and by Jan Sibelius, and things like Game of Thrones. And it's going to be a wonderful time for everyone. Beauty and the Beast. The concert is at 5:00 on the south side of Old Main. If the weather turns poor, then it will be in the field house at Knox College. And in either case, there will be seats. Although, please bring your long chairs and your blankets, because we're going to have a great time.
I was saying, but again, you ordered a nice day, so it's not going to rain Saturday.
Thank you, Will.
That's what
I
do.
I needed that reinforced.
Here you go, Bruce Polite, conductor of the Knox Galesburg Symphony. Thanks as always, and best of luck this weekend.
Thank you, Will. It's great to be on WGIL.